hadn't found him yet. Oh, but the boys they knew of an old black steer, kind of a bad outlaw, that ran down by the Malapai at the base of a rocky draw. Why, that old black steer had stood his ground with punchers everywhere, and the boys they bet Bill 10-1 that he couldn't quite get there. Well, Billy got out his old gray horse, her withers and back were raw, and prepared to tackle that big black brute that ran down in the draw. With his Brazos bit and his Sam Stack tree and his chaps and taps to boot, and his old McGay tied hard and fast, Bill swore he'd get that brute. Well, Bill, he first came riding around, old Blackie began to paw, and he swung his tail right up in the air, went a-drifting down the draw. Well, that old gray horse tore after him, for she'd been eating corn, and Bill, he piled that old McGay right around old Blackie's horns. Well, that old gray horse, it stopped right still, but the cinch, it broke like straw, and his old McGay and his Sam Stack tray went a-drifting down the draw. His face and hands were scratched. Oh, he figured he could rope a snake. Guess he met his match. Well, he paid his bets like a little man without a bit of jaw. And then he said old Blackie was the boss of anything in the draw. So here's the moral to my story, boys, and that you all must see. If ever you go to rope a snake, don't tie him to your tree, but take your Dolly Wilcher's coat in a California law, and you'll never see your old rimfire go drifting down the draw. No, you'll never see your old rimfire go